KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly cloudy at 18 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today in a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested a Central Iowa man early this morning. 51-year-old Richard Lee Cyberling of Des Moines was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. for driving while barred. Cyberling was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports three drug-related arrests and one drug-related citation. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said on December 2nd, Adair police arrested 21-year-old Michael Edward Dickerson of Schererville, Indiana, for possession of a controlled substance first offense. He was taken into custody after his vehicle jumped a curb at the Casey store in Adair. The driver, Dickerson, appeared to be sleeping in the car, which was still in gear. Dickerson, who did not know where he was and appeared to be confused, admitted to having marijuana in his possession. He was released later that same day on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. 47-year-old Wesley Earl Tolley of Winterset was arrested by Adair County deputies on December 5th and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, that being two meth pipes, and possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine. Tolley was being held at the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. 29-year-old David Gene Robbins, Jr. of Newell, Iowa, was arrested December 5th for driving while barred and possession of a controlled substance first offense, methamphetamine. Robbins' bond was set at $2,000. On December 6th, 29-year-old Rachel Marie Colburn of Creston was cited in Greenfield for possession of drug paraphernalia, a hypodermic needle. She was later released at the scene. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 42-year-old Tracy Renee Lehman of Des Moines was arrested at the Carroll County Sheriff's Office on an Adair County felony warrant for violating the terms of her supervised release on original charges of burglary in the third degree, theft in the second, criminal mischief in the second, theft in the second, and burglary in the third degree, motor vehicle related. Her bond was set at $5,000. And 28-year-old Cody Leon Zimmerline of Adair was arrested December 6th for harassment in the first degree by threatening to commit a forcible felony, that being felonious assault or murder. Zimmerline allegedly resisted arrest and was forced to the ground before being handcuffed. His bond was set at $2,000. A traffic stop at around 1:40 a.m. Sunday in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. 23-year-old Domingo Lopez of Omaha was stopped on Highway 6 at 340th Street for speeding 84 in a 55 zone. Lopez had no identification on him. He was transported to the Pott County Jail and charged with open container. He was also subsequently held for ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, once an interpreter was able to help identify Lopez and determine his immigration status. At a traffic stop Friday evening in Council Bluffs on a vehicle with no front plate and an unreadable rear license plate resulted in the arrest of 36-year-old Zachary John Morrison from Grant. Morrison was being held at Pott County Jail on a hold for another law enforcement agency. The Mills County Sheriff's Office issued a report yesterday on arrests. On Saturday, 35-year-old Matthew David Sloan of Red Oak was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, delivery, and possession of contraband. His bond was set at $30,000. Last Friday, 50-year-old Thomas Lee Chalupa of Omaha was arrested in Mills County for theft in the second degree, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of a prescription. His bond was set at $7,000. 32-year-old Latika Tierra Flowers of Omaha was arrested for possession Friday of drug paraphernalia, two counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $3,000. And last Thursday, 29-year-old Travis Wesley Christina of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $5,000. Officials of the Cass County ISU Extension report grain marketing is a top hot topic among local farmers, and an upcoming meeting on the topic is being moved to a larger location. That meeting takes place this evening, and the larger location is the American Legion Memorial Building, also known as the Armory at 201 Poplar in downtown Atlantic. The time for the event has not changed. The meeting will still be held at 6:30 p.m. with the doors opening at 6. There is no cost to attend the meeting. Pre-registration is encouraged to help plan for materials and seating. Walk-in registrations are also welcome, but there's no guarantee materials will be available for you if you just walk in. Local sponsors of the program include the First Whitney Bank, Cass County Farm Bureau, and Cass County Extension. Developed by the Center for Farm Financial Management and Iowa Farm Bureau, the workshop, which is entitled How to Get $4 Corn, Learn Marketing from Start to Finish, is being taught includes market simulations, it is, which will be facilitated by Ed Kordick of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation and hosted locally by Patrick Hatting, Farm Management Specialist for Southwest Iowa, with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Seven other locations will also be offered across the state throughout the winter. In our funeral announcements, Helen Ritchie, age 93, of Panora, died Friday at Mercy One Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Helen Ritchie will be today at 10 o'clock at the St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Kelly Dean Paulson, age 52, of Exira, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Kelly Paulson will be today at 10:30 at Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Adonna Mullen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for LaDonna Mullen will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Pauline Haynes, age 90, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Pauline Haynes will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. Diane Anderson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diane Anderson will be held this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sandra Sue Warden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died December 4th. A celebration of life visitation and luncheon for Sandra Warden will be held at the Guthrie Activity Center in Guthrie Center, 2 p.m. Sunday, December 15th. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be held December 16th at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Susan Warren, age 64, of Audubon, died Thursday at her home. Private family services are planned for Susan Warren. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. Jean Mikulski, age 87, of Audubon and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Services for Jean Mikulski are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marilyn Gray, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Marilyn Gray are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.